AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden signs a bill that makes June 19th, Juneteenth, a national holiday.
This day doesn't just celebrate the past. It calls for action today.
June 19th, 1865 was the day Union Major General Gordon Granger and his troops arrived in Galveston, Texas, with news that the Civil War had ended and the enslaved people were free. That was more than 2 months after Robert E. Lee surrendered to Ulysses S. Grant in Virginia. The term Juneteenth is a blend of June and 19th. The holiday has also been called Juneteenth Independence Day or Freedom Day. A tropical storm warning is up for parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama as what could become Tropical Storm Claudette advances toward the northern Gulf Coast. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards.
The expectation is this weather event will be focused on rain, not so much on the wind, although a 35 to 40 mile an hour wind, when you have saturated ground, can easily uproot trees and so forth.
The National Hurricane Center says as much as a foot of rain could fall beginning tomorrow and through the weekend from the northern Gulf Coast northeastward into the southern Appalachians. Texas Governor Greg Abbott signs a bill that allows people to carry handguns in public. Ed Donahue has more.
It means you can carry a gun in Texas without getting a background check or training. Governor Greg Abbott says it's about freedom and self-defense. He connected it to the fight with the Biden administration over the flow of migrants across the Mexico border.
There is a need for people to have a weapon to defend themselves.
Abbott says this goes against the federal narrative.
The government officials are saying, heck yes, government is coming to take your guns. Texas will not let that happen.
The leader of the group Students Demand Action says this callous and reckless bill is an insult to every Texan who has been affected by gun violence.
This is AP News. The Senate is expected to consider the House passed voting rights legislation. Democrats say it's needed in the wake of GOP-controlled legislatures passing election laws that would restrict many of the voting changes put into place ahead of the 2020 election. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell insists those new state laws are not restrictive.
I've taken a look at all these new state laws. None of them are designed to suppress the vote. There is no rational basis for the federal government trying to take over all of American elections.
West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin, a Democrat, has opposed the bill as written, calling it divisive. He did release a proposed list of changes that he would like to see. The Labor Department says the number of people who filed for unemployment benefits last week rose slightly to 412,000, higher than what economists were expecting. If it proves to be a trend, it could push the Federal Reserve to hold the line longer on its support for the economy. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better, and that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Get the best quality paints from Dutch Boy for all your projects at Menards. MaxBond Plus exterior paint and primer in one is designed to stand strong against extreme weather. It provides max adhesion, hide, and performance, and repels rain in just 90 minutes after application. And with Dutch Boy's high-performing paints that last, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards today and get your paint project started.
Save big money.